Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Laura Della Corte, we are here for Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider, and we have with us David Wagner, and we talk about International Critics Week with Heis Meyer.
Okay. Hi, Smile.
And I would like to ask you one thing. You said that you have, made this movie talking with real guys because it's based on a true story. How did they react when they discovered that you wanted to do a movie about their lives, about, you know, this particular kind of story that is not so easy to tell?
I mean, I thought they would react bigger, but they were really cool. You know, they were playing it really cool. Like, were like, okay, you know what? Come to dinner and we talk about it. Okay. And so I did that, and then they kind of checked me out. You know, if they could trust me, and then they did trust me. So I was just listening to the stories, and in the end, Charles was like, okay, you can do the movie. It's okay. It's okay. And that's it, you know, like, not much words.
Very simple.
Yeah.
It seems, okay, natural. Well, the reaction you saw in the public, what's something that did you expect or not? And what about your reaction and the reaction of the, you know, the true characters?
I mean, the reaction after the screening, I was really looking forward to hearing the music of the credits because I love the song.
Yeah, me too.
and then they turned off the sound, and because everybody was standing up and, you know, applauding.
Okay.
So I was like, oh no, it's not over yet. No. And I was really like surprised by this. And then I realized that I'm a weird mix of extremely happy and sad at the same time, that it's now, you know, like, it's kind of over when it's getting out there, then, because then the process is over, right? I mean, like, I've been working on this for 4 years.
It's done.
And now, yeah, and now it's leaving the house, you know. It's like a kid, you know, like, leaving the house. And also the reaction of Charles and Mario, I just looked at them and they like had both tears in their eyes, and also Mario, who's always playing the cool, you know, kind of macho, yeah, guy, he was really, really touched and crying, so that made me cry. And my actors also, because they, you know, they feel everything, so it was a lot of crying.
Okay, fair enough. There are a lot of scenes that are passionate and violent, can we say like that, at the same time. I don't know, what was like to shoot them, and actually what's the major difficulty you find, you know, in representing this story, because you were telling a story about someone else, so I don't know, what's the harsh thing you talked at the end of the film, was an aspect that you, oh my god, I've done it.
Can you be more specific on that question?
Yeah.
Because I mean, it was like, for me, it was like three answers, and then it was like kind of drifting away.
Okay, it was too long. I was curious about the process that makes you feel and think about, you know, how to deal with expressing those kind of emotion, very strong emotion on the screen,
mm-hmm.
very passionate, very violent, something that people at least expected from a film like that. I mean, if someone goes there without knowing about the movie, what it is,
mm-hmm.
would they expect them? And what's the process of creating them?
I mean, I didn't intend to, you know, create strong emotions, because I just want to create emotions that are true, you know, like, depending on what's happening. And I have a character that is deeply conflicted, and he is also extremely violent. So it just happened to be like this, you know, like we talked so much about the character of Eismeier and like his conflict of not being able to come out and what it means for him to come out. Like for him is to come out is like to die, you know, like he built up everything on this kind of super masculine drill sergeant guy. And that's what he achieved, like for his life, that's how he survived this whole thing. And to give that up is for him almost like to die. So there's a lot of energy inside him. And once you have this energy inside your character, you just, you know, need a little something, like a little spark. And it,
like a bomb.
And he explodes. So that's what happened because it needed to happen.
Yeah, fair enough. Sometimes for me actually was hard to see this kind of scene because I don't know, I think you have made a certain point of your life some, you know, experience in the military life, so I was wondering how many years in the past is set this story for them in the reality, because I think something is changed maybe right now, and I wanted to ask you if do you feel that something is changed or not for the fact that male has to be some kind of male and we have a different type of, you know, reaction to this.
Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was in the army, it was 20 years ago, exactly 20 years ago, and since then a lot has changed, but still way too little, and especially in the army, I mean, they could be really like more open, more diverse, more I don't know, you know, like less macho, less toxic masculinity kind of style. I think they really could have moved on more, but still, I mean, I can see a progress. I can see that society and therefore also like institutions like the army or the police force or, you know, football, like they now cannot really look away from homosexuality anymore. It's just really like, you know, it's like racism and where black people had to sit in the last row of the bus in the 50s. And at some point you have to be like, okay, let's cut that bullshit. It's yeah. So over now. And I think and I hope that this is going to be really over soon. Like that we have to talk about this at all, you know, like, but you know, I don't know. Not everywhere I can see like a good kind of development.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what's the last question is a bit personal. What's the first person that you called to say about, you know, the screening?
Ooh, that's a good question.
And why?
Oh wow. Okay. I have to think about it. I think it probably was my wife, because, you know, like when something really beautiful happens or when something really bad happens or when anything happens, I'd like to share it with people I love, you know. So I'm pretty sure it was her, and then my agent probably.
Okay, very yeah. Well. Okay, thank you very much, you've been very kind. And this is Laura Della Corte, Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider. Thank you.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.